Trump announces U.S.-China trade talks in London next Monday. President Donald Trump said senior administration officials will meet with their Chinese counterparts in London for trade talks on June 9. In a June 6 post on his Truth Social platform, the president said that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will be joined by U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. "The meeting should go very well," Trump wrote. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Trump said that she agreed to restart the flow of rare earth minerals and magnets to the United States. "We're very far advanced on the China deal," the president said. The president and Chinese leader Xi Jinping recently had a "very good talk" by telephone, Trump said on social media. He said she agreed to lift restrictions on rare earth exports in line with a deal struck by both countries in May. During his meeting with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in the Oval Office on June 5, Trump confirmed that he and she both offered each other invitations for visits. "We both accepted, so I will be going there with the First Lady at a certain point and he will be coming here hopefully with the First Lady of China," the president told reporters. Trump's announcement comes as the world's two largest economies accused each other of violating provisions of the 90-day trade ceasefire deal reached in Geneva last month. Taking to social media last week, Trump stated that the Chinese regime totally violated the agreement. Other senior administration officials, including Greer, told the press that Beijing has been slow rolling its compliance. Chinese officials fired back, accusing the United States of violating the tariff truce. Incoming trade deals. Since the United States reached a preliminary trade agreement with the United Kingdom a month ago, White House officials have repeatedly stated that more of these deals are in the works, without specifying the countries involved. In an interview with Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro stated that the administration will secure additional deals. "It takes time," Navarro said on June 6. "Usually, it takes months and years. In this administration, it's going to take more like days." It has been about 2 months since the president announced a 90-day pause following his April 2 Liberation Day tariffs. The Trump administration is seeking fairness, and trade challenges the United States has faced are not a China problem, a world problem, Navarro said. Stephen Miron, the head of the Council of Economic Advisers, told Fox News on June 6 that many deals are currently in the works with various U.S. trading partners. "I expect these deals to come out in a flurry as we get closer to the deadline. Some may come out very soon," Miron stated. He stopped short of naming the countries. Appearing before the House Appropriations Committee on June 5, Lutnick told lawmakers that the president expects most transaction deals to have occurred by July 9. "If they don't occur because of a back and forth, the president can just set the agenda and say, 'Here's your offer.' And set that trading deal in place," he said.